chaffa.
Just let me get high. I know I can remember if I get high.
Well, goddammit. All right, fine. Here's your stupid lighter.
Hold on. Wait a second. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the melody to Funky Town. Won't you take me down to Funky Town?
No, tally the entry code.
For what?
Where's the fetus gonna gestate? You're gonna keep it in a box?
Whose will is most free charts the destinies of worlds.
I'll bite your leg off!
Zealotry is not the answer, ever. We don't teach from our commonalities, for what does sameness have to teach? No, we teach from our differences, and therein lies all potential for growth, even if only the growth of tolerance and acceptance.
Crucifixion is good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
We are the promises of prophets long dead. Their generational words come to life.
You lucky, lucky boss!
Phase 1, Terminus Newsletter. Introduction. Well, it seems this is the moment I've been waiting for the last 20-odd years. I haven't exactly been sitting on my hands, though, so waiting might not be exactly right. I knew that at some point there would be a palpable shift in the way I perceived the world, and I suspected that many others would share in that shift in perspective roughly simultaneously, too. It's happened. Up until this point, my target audience for these seemingly endless writings has been those who are not quite convinced that anything out of the ordinary is happening at all. I've tried to the best of my ability to lay down a foundation for understanding what's been bubbling beneath the surface of world events for these past few decades. I've come at this idea of the slow apocalypse from virtually every angle I could think of, purposely steering away from the wildest and most controversial conspiracy theories along the way. Admittedly, I've had to touch upon more than a few conspiracy theories, but to pretend that the geopolitical stage is utterly bereft of any and all conspiracy would be naive in the extreme. It is what it is. The world is now being pulled apart. This is the breakthrough, the bifurcation, the stratification of the densities of the supportive energies. We, the populace of Earth, the creators of this day-to-day world through our shared beliefs and subconscious agreements, are being separated into two primary camps. The one is the traditional hierarchically structured system of domination and control, which we've historically called civilization, or alternatively, what I've called the world-devouring machine. The other camp consists of those who are ready to move on to civilization 2.0. We're done with unsustainable geopolitical and economic systems which have failed us and are therefore doomed to complete failure. We're done with social conventions and conditioning which undermine our own best interests. We're the brave ones who are prepared to roll up our sleeves and move on into a world of shared, sustainable vision founded upon a diverse unity. This movement, this shift, has largely focused upon a singular mission to this point: to try and inform others of what we believe is going on. It has been the inevitable question whenever someone new is exposed to the very idea of an apocalypse. Okay, if what you're saying is true, what do we do about it? So far, the standard answer has been to spread the word or wake up others. That was phase one, telling the world of the coming end. Phase two moves directly into what comes after. Phase two is the actual building of the new Earth. We can no longer be concerned who and how many believe what we're saying. In fact, it is time now to prove to ourselves that we know what we're talking about by demonstrating it. We have to show that there is indeed a viable, sustainable, peaceful, and loving world quite possible after the slow-motion destruction we're witnessing right now. And it lives inside of each one of us, as it always has. Prior to this moment of demarcation, the the prospect of trying to implement sane and loving systems in an insane world run by psychopaths has proven to be nearly impossible. But the psychos have effectively lost their grip. It was a matter of their own prolonged survival. Their elaborate systems of domination and control had to release us now, as we've seen right through them. We're free to pursue the alternative without nearly as much interference as we've traditionally had to deal with. The controllers and manipulators are concentrating their doomed-to-failure efforts on retaining what little support they still have among the contented sleepers. Energetically, we're essentially outside of their system, the Matrix, now. So this newsletter is about tying up loose ends. These are the last foundational stones that needed to be set in place, completing the bridge between the old Earth and the new Earth. All the rationalizations, philosophies, narratives, and pithy phrases supporting this bowel movement. Hereafter, my focus will shift from enumerating all of the tragic flaws and self-destructive tendencies inherent in the world-devouring machine, and will henceforth focus more exclusively on creating the new. The many thousands of pages of original work I've penned so far can stand on their own as a lifeline, straddling the two worlds, to those who will yet awaken in the future, desperately seeking a way out of the horror. And I, along with many others, will exercise our loving arms in the meantime, in order to offer that alternative embrace when the moment comes. Thank you.